I have read the ethics policy and agree to comply. I further understand that a violation of the policy can result in action by the PNB.
Well, that wasn't the motion.
No, the motion was we're going to accept the Pacifica Foundation's ethics policy.
This is my amendment. That's
on its amendment. Amendment.
Sorry, I apologize. I stand corrected.
I accept it with this amendment because there's no guarantee that anyone has agreed to anything just because we have a policy and say that this...
Let's take that part first, as I think it's the least contentious. I'd like to take a vote on that. We have to take a vote on that.
Mr. Chair, could I read what I have?
Certainly.
The amendment I have is, people are to sign a document that they've read the existing ethics policy and agree to comply with it, and that they realize that a breach...
That's enough. That's the first part. Okay.
Okay, so we're breaking this in two bits.
Yes, that's right. So we're voting on that part only at this point.
Does not Cherna have to agree to break it into two parts?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Actually, if there's any objection to break it into two parts, we have to take a vote, but please don't do that. Okay, so let's take a vote on this. Arpo, would you call the roll?
We're voting on just the first part, correct?
The first part, yes.
Okay, give me a second.
Did you say Lizette?
No, he said second.
I have. Okay, the part of the motion we're voting on is people are to sign a document that they've read the existing ethics policy and agree to comply with it. Nia Bediako.
I have not seen it, no.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Isn't that part of this committee?
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamat. Vajra Kilgour.
No.
Lizette King.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. John Casey O'Brien.
Yes.
Sarv Rundawa, George Ryder.
Yes.
Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Ted Weisgel.
No.
Okay, is there anybody, Wesley Bethune or Zakai Free here? No. Okay, I think everybody. Hold on. Pardon me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes, 3, no, 1 abstention.
I got 6 yes. Would you count them again?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have the yeses okay. Are Christopher Condon, Sharna Gluck, Luzette King, Sean Casey O'Brien, George Reiter, Aki Tanaka, Joseph Wanzala.
Okay. So that part of the amendment passes. Would you read the second part and we'll vote on that?
Paul, do you have it? You want me to read what I had?
I have. Hold on. Let me get up to that so I can copy it and put it in there. And one second here. Okay. It is. And that they realize that a breach might result in action being taken by the PNB.
Okay. Would you call the roll again, Arpo?
Yes. Okay. Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
No.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamat, Vajra Kilgour,
no.
Luzette King,
double no.
You only get one, Luzette.
R. Paul Martin.
Well, choose one.
R. Paul Martin will abstain on this one. Sean Casey O'Brien,
no.
Sarv Randhawa, George Ryder.
Yes.
Aki Tanaka.
Pass.
Joseph Wanzala.
Abstain.
Ted Weisgel.
Abstain.
Going back, Aki Tanaka.
Abstain.
Okay.
Veterans get it.
The one, two, so there are yes is two, no is five, with four abstentions.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Would you please, in the future, have forget about abstentions, since they're not supposed to be counted according to Roberts, and we won't waste our time with that matter.
Yes,
Mr. Chair. Unfortunately, on a roll call vote, you can't avoid it, especially since we can't see each other's hands being raised or not raised.
Okay. let me deal with that later. So, is there any objection to approving the motion as just amended, which is to accept the ethics statement as our confidentiality policy and to ask people to sign that they've seen it and understand it? Any objection to that?
I have a question.
What's your question?
Will this mean that any confidentiality agreements that are currently in force will be null and void?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to be approved by the PND, but that's the sense of it, yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Let's go to the next item on the agenda, which is the question of what to do when someone changes their status on the LSB. I asked Joe to put an amendment on the floor, motion on the floor for that. Joe, do you have one?
Yes, I do, and I just resent it. Let me read it. So, whereas the, and I'll just preface it by saying, you know, as you know, we did look at this issue already, and it went up to the PNB, or at least it was on the agenda, but we didn't get to it. However, in the meantime, there was a fair amount of discussion that has sort of informed the issue, at least for me. And so I went back, or actually I only just typed this up very hurriedly earlier on today, but it's informed by some of the ideas that you know, came out in the discussion on email. And my thoughts were that it might, if we have time, it might be better to send a more complete motion, you know, to the board, because the one we sent before addressed the instant question of what to do about Noel Hanrahan. But I think what we might try to do is offer a broader policy consideration. So that
was my intention, that it be about the policy, not the specifics.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that was my intention, that the motion be about the policy.
Right. Right, and then from that, the specifics can be guided by that, in theory. So, I'll read the policy part. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws only set forth one specific change of status as a legitimate basis for removal, namely the appointment to an elected political office, that's Section 9B, removal of delegates. And whereas a change of status from listener representative to staff representative does not constitute a change of status recognized by the bylaws as a disqualifying act, and whereas the Pacifica bylaws did not recognize or delineate any difference in the roles and responsibilities of listener representatives versus staff representatives once elected, nor place any conflict of interest restrictions on staff representatives, and whereas to arbitrarily deem any other non-specified change of status as constituting a disqualifying act could lead to the arbitrary removal of board members, be it therefore resolved that it is specific to board policy that a change of status of a board member, once elected, will not be deemed a disqualifying act unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board or until such a time as there is an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaw.
Okay. Joe, do you want to motivate that?
Mr. Chair,
yeah, well,
who made the motion, and can I get a copy of that?
Gonzalez.
Yeah, I just emailed it again to the Pacifica government, email address. I just sent it. I mean, I just resent it just now. And
thank you.
Okay, so the
I would like to post to table this to the next meeting, so that we all can have an opportunity to see this and reflect on it, and maybe even have some email exchanges about it before we take a vote on it.
Motion to table. It's not debatable. Is there any objection to table it?
I object.
Okay. Then we need to go to a vote on whether to table. Paul, would you call the motion? Call the roll.
Let me ask, is there a difference between tabling and specifically tabling till the next meeting?
You can move the phone to the next meeting, which is actually debatable, but you can't. Tabling is not debatable, and it's different. It can be taken off the table at the next meeting by majority vote.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. The motion to table, Ania Bediako. On the motion to table, Ania Bediako.
George?
Yes?
Before I vote, could we just, I think Shirley probably meant postpone. Could we just correct her and just go on? Did she really mean table or postpone?
I don't know, Shirley. What did you mean, table or postpone?
I thought I said postpone initially, and then it got changed to table.
Well, I heard table. I don't have any objection to calling it a motion to postpone, which is debatable. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to making this change and discussing whether or not to postpone this?
Due to time, yes.
What was that?
This is Sean, and due to time, yes, there is an objection. Let's table it. Or not.
Okay, the motion called to table originally. We'll go forward with the vote. Paul, call the roll.
Okay, the motion is to table. Nia Bediako.
I pass.
Pass. Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
No.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamott. Vajra Kilgour.
Yes.
Luzette King.
For once, abstain.
R. Paul Martin, pass. Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
Sarv Rundawa? George Ryder? George Ryder?
No. Can you hear me?
Is that a negative?
That's a negative.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Joseph Wanzala?
No.
Ted Weisgel?
Abstain.
And coming back to Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune and Zakai Free, not here. And me.
Can I change my vote?
Sure.
Yes. Who is this?
Luzette.
Luzette. Okay,
uh-huh.
Let me get down. Luzette King.
I would say no.
Says no.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin will abstain on this one. Okay, and I think I've called everybody. And the vote is 1, 2, 3, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no. And 2 abstentions. So it's 3-6-2.
Okay, so the motion is on the floor to be discussed. Joe, did you want to motivate it further, or is that sufficient in the whereases?
Yeah, I think the motion speaks for itself, but more interested in hear what other people have.
Would anyone like to speak against it?
George, this is Nia.
Yes, go ahead.
Could you please ask Joe to read it again?
Okay. Sure. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws only set forth one specific change of status as a legitimate basis for removal, namely the appointment to an elected political office, Section 9B, removal of delegates. And whereas a change of status from listener representative to staff representative does not constitute a change of status recognized by the bylaws as a disqualifying act. And whereas the Pacifica bylaws do not recognize or delineate any difference in the role and responsibilities of listener representatives versus staff representatives once elected, nor place any conflict of interest restrictions on staff representatives. And whereas to arbitrarily deem any other non-specified change of status as constituting a disqualifying act could lead to the arbitrary removal of board members, be it therefore resolved that it is Pacifica board policy that a change of status of a board member once elected will not be deemed a disqualifying act unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board or until such time as there is an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaws.
Okay. Does anyone want to speak against it?
I also want to speak against it, Sherna.
Ed, who's that, Sherna? Who said that? Was it Sherna?
Yes, it was. Someone was before me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, who was before you?
I think it was Ted.
No.
I didn't hear it. Sherna, you're on. Sherna, go ahead.
Didn't someone say they want to...
I didn't hear it, Sherna. I'm recognizing you. Would you like to speak to this?
Okay, thank you. Yes, I have concerns because there are not different roles that are enunciated in the bylaws. However, people were elected by a certain constituency and do represent that constituency. And I think that at times there indeed is a conflict of interest between a staff representative and the interests of staff and those of listeners. So it concerns me that someone might be elected as a, let's take the reverse case of the Noel Hanrahan, that someone is elected as a staff representative, is no longer a staff representative, and then sits on the board. Who exactly are they representing? So I have concern. I appreciate the effort to try and put something forward that made some sense, but I do feel extremely conflicted about this, and it goes to the heart of a real problem in the bylaws with regard to definition, particularly of the unpaid staff.
I want to speak to this, actually, because I think that example is one of the reasons why I think we should go with this amendment. Off the LSB, because they've been removed as voluntary staff or even paid staff, gives the management the power, basically, to take people off the LSB if they want. And, we could have it asymmetric. I don't think that makes much sense either. And as far as the question of representation is concerned, some people voted for the person who was there, and presumably they're still around and still there, and they didn't go away because they were no longer staff members. So I don't find that a particularly cogent a reason not to adopt this particular version of the policy, as opposed to the alternative, which is to take people off, which seems to me to be worse. Anyone else want to speak one way or the other on this?
Mr. Chair, I would like to ask a question.
I'm sorry, I heard a male voice first. What was that? Who is that?
Mr. Chair, we have reached the time limit on this item.
This is Chris.
Okay.
I'd like to offer a friendly amendment if Joe would go for it.
It's too late. We're out of time.
I move that we extend.
Is there a motion to extend? Is there any objection to extending for how long, Lizette?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Well, we've got 5 minutes on this call. That's the problem. I object because we have 5 minutes left on this call.
Okay. So, our point
is... I object. Ted, I think we can vote.
Did somebody second the motion? I didn't hear.
Seconds are not required in committees.
My sense is you're not going to get two-thirds for this. Are you willing to withdraw the motion? We'll vote on it if you wish.
Vote on it.
Let's vote.
Okay. This is a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
No. I'm sorry. We thought we were voting on the original amendment. We're voting on
No, Lizette moved to extend. We need to deal with that before we go any further. I asked if she was willing to withdraw the motion, but I didn't hear anything, so we're going to vote on whether to extend for 5 minutes.
Well, if I wanted to withdraw?
Yes.
Of course, I mean, for the expedience, yes, I will withdraw it, yes.
Okay, good. Then we'll vote on the motion.
Okay, so everybody agrees about withdrawing the motion to extend?
No, I don't. I wanted to hear Chris's amendment.
Property of the floor.
It is the property of the floor. You are quite correct. So let's vote on.
Let's vote.
The motion is to extend.
Paul, call the roll on moving to extend time.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The motion I have is to extend for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, Nia Bediako.
Nope.
Wesley Bethune, Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Kai Free, Sharna Gluck.
Yes.
Adrienne Jamont, Vajra Kilgour.
Nope.
Say again, please.
I believe that was a no.
Okay, Vajra Kilgour, no, I'm getting. Luzette King.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Sean Casey O'Brien.
No.
Sarv Rundawa, George Ryder.
Abstain.
Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala.
Abstain.
Ted Weisgel.
No.
Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes. I have 4 no. And 2 abstentions.
Okay, the motion fails. It requires 2/3. We move to vote on the Joe's motion. Did you call the roll off?
Yes, yeah, I have to. Let me. I need 1 second. Okay. Okay, on the main motion, does anybody, I really have to ask, does anybody need it read?
Is there any objection to the main motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Does
call
anybody
roll.
Need it read to them? I have to ask.
Don't read the whole thing, just read the action.
Somebody just wants the action read. Be it therefore resolved that it is Pacifica Board policy that a change of status of a board member once elected will not be deemed a, quote, disqualifying act, unquote, unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board or until such time as there is an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaws. Okay. On that, Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon.
Yes.
Zakai Free. Sharna Gluck.
Abstain.
Adrienne Jamont, Vajra Kilgour.
Yes.
Vajra Kilgour?
I said yes.
Okay. Vajra Kilgour, yes. Luzette King?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien?
Yes.
Sarv Rundawa, George Ryder.
Yes.
Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Ted Weisgel.
Yes.
Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2. I have 9 yes. I have 9 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay.
Chair, I have to go off the call.
Mr. Chair, we are at time. I make a motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Second. Point of information, time of the next meeting.
Yeah, I would like to find the time to meet again in 2 weeks. Since I've got you here, how many people can't meet 2 weeks from today on a Thursday?
What is the date?
What's the date?
Would be the 19th, would be the 26th.
That's the WBAI LSB meeting.
Okay.
George?
Yes?
You know, there are important items on the agenda for the next PNB teleconference. If there's any way you could meet next week before that teleconference, it would be great.
I'm willing to try it. How about next Thursday? Is there any objection to meeting next Thursday?
It's easier for me because the 26th I'll be in the air.
Oh, that would be very hard. How about on the 19th then?
Is there any objection?
The 19th for me, yes.
We'll meet again on the 19th.
At the same time?
Can you send this?
Hold on. The 19th is the personnel committee.
Too many bloody meetings.
Yeah.
Yes, the 19th is the
personnel committee. Is there anyone on this committee on the personnel committee? There isn't anyone. It's not a problem.
I am.
You
are.
The 19th is not good for me. This is Roger. It's not good for me.
Okay. How about the 18th?
We have an LSB meeting, George.
LSB meeting. How about Tuesday the 7th?
What?
How about this?
George, I think that you better send this out.
Send it out. I have a sense that you're willing to meet next week, and I'll try to find a date before the next PNB meeting to meet.
George?
Yes?
George, if it's just one person, go ahead with the 19th. I mean, you can't please everyone.
Is that, in fact, the only person?
That's me.
Lizette, thank you very much for standing down. I really appreciate it. We'll meet next Thursday on the 19th at 8:30 Eastern Time.
Okay, this is Sherna. I may or may not be able to make it. If I can, it will be right at 5:30. Because I will be in transit, and I don't know when I'll be arriving.
This is Vajra, and I already said that it wasn't.
You can't make it either? All right.
No.
I will try to find a time when everyone can make it. I'll send it out to this evening. Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, bye. Joe, for good work done and being here.
Take care.
Will the chair please announce that we are adjourned?
We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, George.
George?
Yes?
Good meeting.
I thought so, too. Actually, some things got done.
You know, even when you're trying to be kind and fair, you're being clobbered.
I know.
Okay, then. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.